The Lou Holtz Laugh Club, presided over by America's favorite storyteller, who says...
Friends, I found that many a man in love with a dimple makes the mistake of marrying the whole girl.
And now, here he is, chairman of the Laugh Club, Lou Holtz.
Well, thank you, thank you. We seem to have an awful lot of things to do today, so suppose we get the meeting started right away. Miss Ginger, what's new?
I met the strangest man last night, Mr. Holtz. He makes thousands and thousands of dollars every day.
Well, he must be a wealthy businessman.
No, he works for the Bureau of Printing and Engraving. He prints $1,000 bills.
Well, that's wonderful. I hope he gave you a few samples.
Oh, no, but he invited me up to see some of his actions.
And you accepted?
If there's anything I love, honey boy, it's looking at pictures of presidents.
Well, that's great, honey child, but I want to tell you something. I don't have any etchings, but you're perfectly welcome to come up to my place and see the handwriting on the wall.
I'd love to, Mr. Holtz, but this man's much more interesting. He told me he's quitting the Bureau of Printing and Engraving to go into business for himself.
Ginger, now just a minute. Don't you know it's a federal offense to make money?
You're so right, Mr. Holtz. But he won't be competing with the government.
Well, how do you figure that, Ginger?
He's making $3 bills.
Oh, well. What can I do? Here's a little story about a man who died and went to heaven. He knocks on the gate, and the gate is opened by St. Peter. He says, "Yes, young man, who are you?" He says, "Who am I?" He says, "I'm Harry Russell." He says, "I'm a Johnstown flood man." He says, "I was in the Johnstown flood." He says, "And I was the biggest man in the flood." He says, "And that was the biggest flood." He says, "Of all the floods." And as he's talking, along comes some fella, listens to the conversation, and he says, "Ha, ha, ha." Well, he says, "I don't think that's very nice. Me, a Johnstown flood man, the biggest flood that the world has ever known." And a man walks by, and the same fella walks by and goes, "Ha, ha, ha." He turns to St. Peter and says, "Well," he says, "I think that's very annoying." He says, "Who is that fella?" And St. Peter says, "Shh, not so loud. That's Noah." Oh, Ginger, I meant to ask you, was there a newspaper man up here to interview me?
Oh, yes, Mr. Holtz. But he came while you were telling your story, so I gave him the standard statement.
Oh, well, that's fine. What did you say about me?
Quote, "Mr. Holtz attributes his ability to save $100,000 after 30 years in show business to his perseverance."
That's right.
"To his honesty."
Good.
"And to his great talent."
All right.
"And to his uncle who just died and left him $110,000.
I'm dead. Meeting's adjourned.